This week's Parsha is Parsha Shmini. Wanted to dedicate this to for Shlema, for Chaim Baruch and Rachel Malka, Navadina Basterna, and Rivka Chana Batzipara. So the Parsha begins with, and really is focused on, the dedication of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. And the idea of the eighth day is that for 7 days, Moshe erected and then took down the Mishkan, and then comes the eighth day, and this is the day of dedication, which ends up coming out on the first day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the idea of it being the eighth day is an idea of, we find this concept, Maral, that above nature, that seven is symbolic of the natural order, the 7 days of creation. And the eighth is beyond that of nature, or above it. Or perhaps a different way of looking at it is not necessarily above nature as much as man's ability to take the creation and take it above, to elevate it, to take it forward. That here Hashem created a world in 7 days, and or 6 days and rest on the seventh day, but then from that, to be able to go to the next step. What's interesting is that we are now currently in the time of Sfira. We're counting from the first day of Pesach. We count 7 weeks of 7 days, 49 days. We get to the 50th, which we then celebrate the holiday of Shavuot. We commemorate the receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai and Mount Sinai. And the strangest thing is, when the Torah commands us to count, it doesn't say count on the 16th day of Nisan. It says you should count from the day after Shabbos, the day after Shabbat, which is strange, because what the rabbis understand that to mean is that this is the day after the first day of Pesach. So everybody asks the question, why doesn't it then say Mimachras Yom Rishon, or Mimachras, the next day after the first day of Pesach? It calls the first day of Pesach then Shabbos. So it's explained that the idea of Shabbos is something that is completely divinely inspired. Hashem created Shabbos. It's completely handed over to us as a gift. We had nothing, no involvement whatsoever. In contrast, when it comes to the holidays, we're involved in the consecration of time. We set up the calendar. And so therefore, we partner with God, with Hashem, when it comes to the holidays and in terms of them being set up. But not Shabbos. Shabbos is a gift from above, completely divinely inspired. So Pesach, when it comes to the first day, when we come out of Egypt, that's completely orchestrated by God. It's all what we call Isaruta de la Ela. It's completely inspired from above. But then what do we say? Usfartem lachem. You have to count for yourself. Mimachras HaShabbos. After Shabbos, meaning after God gave us this incredible flash of inspiration, of divine inspiration, which is the first day of Pesach when we leave Egypt. But now it's up to you. Usfartem lachem. You need to count. So it's the day after Shabbos. It's the day after. So Pesach, first day, going out of Egypt, completely from Hashem. That's the day after. You now have to count. So the same idea here, when it comes to the Yom HaShmini, the eighth day, now it's taking it a step above. Not that it's above nature, it's the continuation of God's creation now is in our hands to do something. And therefore, during this time of year, we're in this process called Sfira, where we're counting Lachem. So much so, this idea of Lachem is that they come up with scenarios that if you are cross over the international date line and you end up having a different count of the sphere than everybody else, there's even a thought to say that if your count is different, then you would actually celebrate the holiday of Shavuos differently, because your count would bring you to a different day, either earlier or later, however that works out. But the idea of taking the idea of how far we understand this count, it's about us working, developing through a process. And what does it bring us to? We count 7 weeks, 7 days, seven times is 49. But it says in the pasuk there that we count 50 days. Now, I don't understand. How is it that we count 50 days if we're counting seven times seven is only 49? So the Nesiv HaShalom has a beautiful idea that he explains that the process of our counting now is that we're actually involved in a work or process of bringing us out from Egypt. We didn't just leave one day and we were done, but we needed an additional 49 days to work through the process of cleansing, of removing the negativity and building on the positive, on the Kedusha, on the sanctity. And therefore, what he ends up is we count 49, but it says we count 7 times 7, which is 49, but it says in the Pasuk we counted 50 because it includes that first day. So in a sense, we don't throw away the divinely inspired. We cherish it. We want that to impact us. Shabbos is something that's supposed to impact us, but then what do? We're supposed to take it with us and then build upon it. That's Yom HaShemini. And so when it comes to the dedication of the Mishkan, we're saying that Hashem built this world, but now we want to take it somewhere. We want to do something. We want to partner with Hashem. We want to elevate. And that is the eighth day. That's what the Mishkan, that's what our avodah, that's what our work is. And that's what we're doing now in this process of counting the Sefirah. We're each day, we're supposed to look at ourselves, improve ourselves individually, how we treat others, how we relate to Hashem, and how we relate to ourselves personally, how we feel in terms of seeing ourselves in a positive light as well. And so the blessing is that we should really take the message of Yom HaShemini, the eighth day, and what it means to be able to take this and run with it and use this time of getting ready for receiving the Torah at Har Sinai as a time for elevation, for taking ourselves, seeing the positive in others, and also growing and becoming greater people. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.